Forms 4, 5 and 6 were assembled in the music hall. The noise was deafening. On the platform by the piano stood Mary Beasley, Miss Meadows' favourite, who played accompaniments. She was turning the music stool. When she saw Miss Meadows, she gave a loud warning, "Shh, girls!" and Miss Meadows, her hand thrust in her sleeves, the baton under her arm, strode down the centre aisle, mounted the steps, turned sharply, seized the brass music stand, planted it in front of her, and gave two sharp taps with her baton for silence. "Silence, please, immediately." And looking at nobody, her glance swept over that sea of coloured flannel blouses with bobbing pink faces and hands, quivering butterfly hair bows and music books outspread. She knew perfectly well what they were thinking. Meadie is in a wax. Well, let them think it. Her eyelids quivered. She tossed her head, defying them. What could the thoughts of those creatures matter to someone who stood there bleeding to death, pierced to the heart by such a letter?